The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. Good afternoon. This is Jacob here with another podcast. So today I want to talk a little bit about vision and your dream, or kind of what you want out of your life or what you want out of your future. And I was actually reading the Bible one day and I kind of realized that this is actually talking about so much more than what it looks like on the surface. And the verse that I wanted to read from is from Matthew 7, verse 6, where it says, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you." So, number one, don't hang around swine. I think that's pretty self-evident. I've had times in my life, and I think we all do, where we have something that we want to accomplish, and maybe something small, maybe sometimes big. But let's say a loved one or somebody that you care about says something negative about that situation or what you're trying to accomplish. I know that when I first started my podcast and I mentioned it to my wife and I said, "Hey, I was thinking about starting a podcast," and she was like, "Oh yeah, definitely, great. You totally should." And because she encouraged me, I could have still done it even if she wasn't very positive about it in the beginning. But the thing about it is right in the very beginning, she could easily have said a few words or a sentence or something that would have basically killed the dream, killed the idea. And I think it's very important that we are aware of the fragility of the dreams and values that we have, the pearls that we have. We got to be careful not to throw them in front of the swine. Number one, don't talk about your dream or your vision, especially when you're just beginning. Don't talk about it with people who don't know what they're talking about or who don't support you. Be very careful who you talk with about your values and your dreams, because they don't understand the totality of your life. They don't understand the things that you have experienced. They may share their best advice, but it may not be the right advice if they're negative about it. If you do want to talk about it, go talk with people who have achieved what you have achieved. You know, don't take advice from people who don't know what they're talking about. So number one, don't hang around the swine. I don't necessarily think it is talking about like we would call people, you know, a swine or anything, but just don't put your values in front of people who don't really know what they're talking about. So, all right. And the second side of that is, if you don't want other people to talk down your dreams and what you want for your life, then the question is, and this is something that I'm very strongly talking to myself, is be careful with other people's dreams, you know. Especially in business, I think it's a very easy way to add value to people. It's when they come to you and they're like, man, they're all excited. And they're very excited about a dream or something they want to accomplish. Always commend them. Always be positive about it. I mean, even if it looks to you like it may not be the best idea, unless it's like majorly harmful or something, most of the time, the best thing is just to encourage them to provide some ideas and concepts and listen to them. And sometimes people just want to be listened to. I actually had a discussion with somebody about how do you build up other people's dreams? How do you build up other people's vision of their life and where they want to go and some things like that? So we were talking about people that, like somebody that I feel is extremely influential in this aspect. They're such a caring people, but they have very strong on what they believe. And they are also extremely hard workers. And they're such good people. Now, the question was then is, why are they so effective with what they do? Why are they so effective in business? I couldn't really lay my hand on anyone. I couldn't lay my finger on like one specific characteristic, except for one thing. They truly care about other people. And I believe that when we truly care about other people, we will support their vision. And when we truly care about them, we're going to listen to them. And when we listen to them, they will feel cared for and they'll feel like we care about them. When they feel like they care about us, they want to do business with us. Caring people are attractive people. People want to be around people who care. And I think it's one of the simplest, most powerful ways that we can gain trust with people. Just listen to them and care about people. And when we listen to people, we care about people. People get attracted to us and our network will grow. And when we add value to people like that, and it depends what your vision is, kind of where you're going. But adding value to even people outside of the people that can benefit you. So I want to read a couple verses. This is going to be a little bit shorter for podcast, but I just think this is very important. When you have something that you believe in very strongly, absolutely strongly, that we don't allow the swine to come in and trample him. In other words, somebody may not be good for advice for you. They may be really good advice in one area, but they may not be a good advice in this other area. And therefore, don't throw that pearl in front of that swine. And I think it's more of a concept than that we have to always classify everybody in our life. But anyway, in Proverbs 29, verse 18, it says, where there is no vision, do people perish? But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. The law, I believe that is God created laws of the universe. When we obey that law, when we follow that law, I think that we will be happy. We will follow the laws of the universe. When we build other people up, when we add value to people, and all the way in the very beginning of creation, it says, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And I think a way to be fruitful is to care about other people. When we care about other people, that's like, it's fruitful. It's value adding. It's a way that we can love and compassion and supporting people. And those are the things we should be multiplying. When we do that, I think that we will be happy. Like that's like a law to the universe. It says in Proverbs 4, verse 25 to 27, it says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eye look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left, and remove thy foot from evil. When we have a dream, when we know what we want, I think we need to meditate about it, and we need to consider it very, very carefully. We need to become very established, because there will be people, there will be swine, so to speak, that will want to run over our dreams. And so I think it's very important that we protect the dream, we guard that dream, because in the beginning, it's very fragile. Second thing to be important is that we careful with other people's dreams also. As in the same way that we don't want our dreams to be crushed, in the same way that we also got to be careful with the way we talk with other people. So with that, just one other thing. I just want to close with my personal business mantra. That is from Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. But he that is not faithful in the least is also not faithful in much. And I believe there's an implied blessing there that we are called to be faithful, and when we are, God will bless us with greater. So with that, I hope you guys have an incredible, incredible day. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
You're listening on the Verbal Crowd Network. Find more great shows at verbalcrowd.com.